Welcome to Reggie Digital.
What's up, humanoids? Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? You know, humanoids, I have to ask that question because a lot of times, man, I think there's a glitch in the matrix. I really do. By the way, by some of the things that people do and say, I really feel like there's a glitch in the matrix. But humanoids, let me tell you, man, let's start off with, I hope you guys have a beautiful 2022. You know, because, hey, new year, new you. So, here's the thing, humanoids. The other day, I spent some money that I wasn't supposed to. Yeah, I got to stay out of places like Five Below, Big Lots, Roses, Maxway, TJ Maxx, Ross. And the reason why I have to stay out of those places, especially like TJ Maxx and Five Below, because you guys know me. My wife has always said, if it lights up or make noise, I have to have it. And dagnabbit, I got to have it. Humanoids. Yeah. So, let's see. It was the Sunday before Christmas. And all through my pocket was roaming some dollars. So, I go to Five Below. Now, I'm upset with Five Below. Because when I see your sign says Five Below, I'm expecting everything in that store to be $5 and below. I don't want no $8 and I don't want no $10. And they had some $8 and $10 stuff in there that I kind of wanted. And it all deals with electronics. And, from lighting, to green screen, so I can start back shooting my videos. Just lighting, period. You know, I don't look at really the phone accessories. I did look at a Apple Watch accessory, which was like a little plastic bumper to go around it. And I didn't pay it any attention. I looked at it. And I said, oh, it's for the Apple Watch. I just got an Apple Watch. Let me get this. And no, it's for the Apple Watch Series 2, 3, and 4. I have the Apple Watch 6. So get it home. It doesn't fit. Now I'm upset because I spent $5 for nothing. When I could have got something I really wanted, like more lighting. Yes. I'm going to tell you guys about some of the stuff that I got, okay? And why I have to stay out of TJ Maxx. Because TJ Maxx, they have this little maze for you to get out, you know? And as you're leaving out, they have the stuff like right there for you, you know, and they had some really cool lights. You guys know, like the hexagon light, you know, the hexagon lights, they had those. But I did find an alternative at Five Below. But I'm going to tell you guys about it. All right. Just hold on. Excuse me. Ooh, we're having a little frog in our throat. Which reminds me, got to tell y'all, man, the other day at work, right? It was funny. I'm talking to a customer. I'm helping him out over in the electronics department, okay? So, there's a coworker, one of my coworkers. We are electronic heads, right? We, anything electronic, it comes in, we go Google Gaga over. I don't care if it's those earbuds, those wireless earbuds, lights, remotes. It doesn't make a difference. We Google Gaga over this stuff, right? So, my coworker Jennifer wasn't there, so I had to help the customer. And so he coughs, right? And it's this deep, painful sounding cough. And he goes, no, don't. You no need to be concerned. It's not COVID. It's a smoker's cough. And I just looked at him and said, yeah, I know. I know smoker's cough when I hear it. And we both laughed for a minute, but yeah, I'm going to come back, humanoids. I'm going to tell you guys about some of the stuff that I picked up at Five Below, which I'm upset about because I end up spending $40 at Five Below. Yeah, $45, $50 at Five Below, buying stuff that I didn't need, that I don't need. But buying it, and here's the thing, I bought them, I bought the items to just put on a shelf until I get everything situated, and the little den room that's going to be my, basically my office, kind of, where I'm going to shoot my videos, record my podcast, and yeah, I got to have everything perfect, you know? So right now I'm just buying little bits and pieces so I will have them when I finally do paint and pull up the carpet, put down the flooring and all that stuff. Okay. So yeah. I know. Look, humanoids, it's a long process, man. I am still working on my house. Okay. I'm still trying to get everything situated, repaired, and all this stuff, man. And it costs money, and yeah, it's taking a while, but when it's right, when I get it right, oh, you guys will be like, oh, that's cool, you know? So, anyway, humanoids, hold on. Y'all know what time it is. I gotta pay the bills, so I'll be right back. And we're gonna talk about the Five Below haul that I did, okay? Be right back. Hold on.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Okay, humanoids, I am back. And like I said, man, I got to stay out of Big Lots and TJ Maxx. Matter of fact, I need to, when I go to work, I need to leave my wallet at home. Because lately I've been spending money on stuff that I really don't need right now. But I like to have it so when I do finish, you know, redesigning and painting and carpeting and flooring and all this stuff, that, you know, all I have to do is, you know, after I'm done with all the hard work, I can just grab the lights and just put them up. Now, here's the thing, humanoids. Again, like I said, if it lights up or make noise, I got to have it. I just got to have it. It's just something about it. So, all right, this is how it started. Now, my coworker, Jennifer, she, like I said, she's a game head, right? She's an electronics head. She loves playing video games. And she has her gaming setup, it looks nice. It looks really nice. She showed me a couple of pictures of it. It looks nice. So, she was asking me about my gaming setup. Well, I don't have a gaming setup because I don't have a PlayStation 4 or 5. I got a PlayStation 2, which I haven't played in years. I have a GameCube, which I haven't played in years. I have a Wii, which I haven't played in a couple of years. I have the 3DS and the DS Lite and a DS, you know, which I haven't played. I haven't really been playing my game systems. One reason why is because right now I'm for the past few years, I've been in a different headspace. Been in a different headspace, you know. I was playing video games. I was enjoying it. But then, I don't know. I just felt like there was something more important, I guess. And to me, that has been motorcycles, electric bikes, and electric cars. And the styling of them with the, you know, electric lights and all this stuff, with, you know, LED lights, I should say. So anyway, enough of that. We're going to get to what I was talking about, which is I got to stay out of Five Below. So getting back to my coworker, Jennifer, she was like, you're going to get some LED lights and put on your electric bike. And I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about it. And at the time at our store, we only had the LED black lights, which I wanted so badly. But I opted out for just a regular string of LED lights, which were like $5. After seeing her gaming setup, I was like, you know, I'm gonna set up my entertainment system like that. So I did. I got some Christmas lights. They were plain white Christmas lights, and I put around the. First, I got a baker's rack. I got the top off of a baker's rack. Put my television on. Put the lights on. Looks nice. It does. It looks nice. So then I decided, hey, those lights look nice, but I want some LED lights. Right now I have like 4 strands of LED lights or RGB lights. You know, the ones that you plug into a USB outlet, you know. So, which reminds me, I bought several USB outlets. I bought a 3.1 amp dual USB wall plate. It allows you to, you know, plug a regular plug into it, but it also has has 2 USB outputs. So, I got a couple of those because I'm telling you now, man, my hallway, once I'm done with it, it's going to look nice, but the only light it's going to have is the LED light strips. I also bought this 2-pack of Hexa lights. They're like the, you know, the bigger Hexa lights, but they're small, kind of cheap. What I like about them, let's see, they're multicolored LED. They have an adhesive backing and they're battery operated. I'm telling you now, a lot of my lights are battery operated. So I stay supplied with a lot of AAA, AA, and coin batteries. You know, the ones that look kind of look like quarters. Yeah. I have to stay stocked with a lot of those because a lot of my lights use batteries. Like, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm sitting here and I'm just thinking about all the battery operated candles I have, all the battery operated lights that I have, and I'm like, wow, I'm blown away right now because I can't believe that I have all these lights that I've bought over the years, and like the battery operated candles. I use them like two times. Well, there are certain times of the year that I use them. The battery operated candles I use during the summer so I don't have to light any candles. At night, my house is lit up with on the inside with battery operated lights. That's one reason why my electric bill isn't so high, you know. I have battery operated candles and battery operated lights in every room. The only room that really uses electricity as far as lighting is my bathroom, my bathrooms, and my front porch and my back porch. That's it. I got battery operated candles throughout the house. I use battery operated candles or either candles. That's one way to save on the electric bill, especially during the winter time, because it takes more electricity to heat up a house than it is to cool down the house. So in the summertime, yeah, battery operated candles instead of burning my candles, because I burn my candles during the winter. And the other time I use battery operated candles is during Christmas, like the beginning of December, when I put up some Christmas decorations. I put up the battery operated candles and I make sure I have plenty of batteries to last me for the month of December. But other than that, I mean, yeah. So anyway, I got these Hexa lights, which it's a 2-pack for $5. Kind of cool. They're kind of cool. I like them. I haven't stuck them to the wall, which I don't plan on doing. I'm planning on buying some more. The one thing that I don't like about them is they are very touch sensitive. Like the other night, I had them on. I chose the color blue and white. Okay, I'm going with the blue and white because I have my LED strip. Now, let me tell you what I have my LED strip plugged into. Okay, I have a little table with my Wi-Fi router on it. Now my Wi-Fi router has a USB port, so I just plug the light strip into the port. And if I have any free ports around, like on the television, and I wish I had some on my electric fireplace, I would plug those lights in there and line up the. But anyway, don't. But television. The wall outlet, anywhere I have a empty USB port that is not being used, it's going to get used. So I have the lights plugged into that, right? And I set them to blue because, you know, I was into the blue thing, right? Now, I also have this remote control color light. It's like a one of those disc lights. It has a remote control and it has, it changes colors with the remote or by touch. It stick anywhere you choose. Bright lights illuminate lockers, shelves, cabinets, and more. Well, humanoids, I already had a double pack of that, and I lost the remote. But at Five Below, they had a single pack with the remote. And I'm like, okay, cool. You know, I just have three. You know? Now, the one that I bought from Five Below, it comes with a little double-sided sticky tape that you can use. And the other two that I already had were magnetic. So I have an old little whiteboard that was metal, and I stuck the lights on that, and I had a blue and white theme going there. Now, I have a night light, which is blue, over in the corner. Okay, I got the blue and white thing going. All right, cool. That's the colors we're going to go with that night. We're gonna chill with the blue and white theme, you know, plus the white lights on the TV stand, you know. So I'm like, yeah, it's nice. So the Hexalights, I barely touched them. Okay, I had one laying flat, and I had one sitting up on top of it, right? And I barely touched them, and they kept changing colors. That's what I mean, they're so sensitive. You could barely touch them and never change colors. Matter of fact, I was picking them up off the table to put them on the TV stand, and bam, they changed. I'm like, come on. So I had to go through every single color just to get it back to the blue and white. Ugh, so aggravating. So aggravating. But yeah, humanoids, I just can't wait, man. I just can't wait until I get my office entertainment room set up, because like I said, I got the lights, I got the LED lights, I got the Hexalights, I got the color changing lights, disc lights. I have also my salt lamp. Now, I have two salt lamps. I have one that's shaped like a triangle and one that's just an oblong egg shape, you know? I can't wait, man. And I can't wait to go back to Five Below and get some more lights, get some more LED lights. Well, I could get those from work. We have plenty of LED lights at work. But I really wanted the black lights. I really did. I think they would have looked cool. Really cool. Matter of fact, right now, since I haven't painted my house yet, it is, what color? It is, my house right now has primer all over it. And just imagine if I had those black lights on my front porch. Ah, that'll look kind of cool, like, you know? With the house being, have primer all over it, and it's white, and then you put the black light on it. That would look cool. That would look cool. So I should find a black light bulb. But anyway, going to TJ Maxx, man. I got to stay out of TJ Maxx, because TJ Maxx have some black lights and Hexalights. They just have a whole light thing that I want to get. Plus the light bulbs, the Wi-Fi light bulbs. Oh, man, come on, man. I'm just, hey, it lights up, make noise. I got to have it. Humanoids, I gotta have it. Well, 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 humanoids, it's about that time for me to get up out of here and go recharge my batteries. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Also, check out the Instagram, Reggie Digital. That's Reggie _ digital. Also, check out Twitter, where I'll be posting valuable information. So check it out. Until next time, humanoids, peace. I am out. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, we got to what? Stay human. I'm out. Peace.